أحب الصالحين ولست منهم، لعلي أن أنال بهم شفاعة.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Brothers and sisters, fellow viewers, welcome back to the Seven Wonders of a Wali. One of the beautiful qualities of a Wali, while maintaining his or her relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that they're able to also remember their fellow Muslim brothers and sisters and have concern for their relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How they can maintain this balance and stay on the right path, and at the same time be mindful of other people in their relationship, in their homes, in their communities, who are struggling with this consistency in developing this relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says clearly in the Quran that we are not a nation that's supposed to be concerned about ourselves. Allah says, yes, قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ, save yourself, وَأَهْلِيكُمْ, and save your family. At the extension, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ, we're the best of nations that have been sent for the betterment of society. تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفَ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ, we have to enjoin good and forbid from evil. At the same time, we have to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a concept that it's not just supposed to be applied or and exhibited by the righteous people or the imams or the youth directors who are supposed to be concerned about the other fellow Muslims and sisters, brothers and sisters. But every Muslim is responsible, reliable for the concern of themselves and other people. If one imam who's in charge of thousands of Muslims, how can this person go to every single person and remind them of God and their purpose of life? Every person is supposed to have a sense of responsibility upon their shoulder. Umar radiallahu anhu, once after praying, he noticed there was one of his students and frequent members that would attend the gatherings of Umar radiallahu anhu. He wasn't available. And Umar radiallahu anhu asked, where is it? Fulan ibn Fulan? Where is this person? And that's what we need to do. If we come to the masjid, if we come to gatherings, we don't see somebody, we need to inquire. Not because we want to judge them, because genuinely we're supposed to care for them. So Umar radiallahu anhu says, where is this person? I don't see him. So a reply came to Umar, يَتَابَعُ الشَّرْبْ, and it was apparent this person was heavily involved in intoxication and drinking. And Umar radiallahu anhu, knowing his personality, people would think that he would react aggressively and abruptly, and he would, you know, go ahead and give him the punishment of drinking. Umar radiallahu anhu calls, فَدَعَى كَاتِبَهُ, he calls his secretary, or you know, and he dictates to this writer, and I want you to write something. And he says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is a letter from Umar to a person who's addicted to intoxication. You know, this is how you deal with someone that's struggling. He writes, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most magnificent. Min Umar bin Khattab ila Fulan ibn Fulan. From Umar radiallahu anhu, not Amir al-Mu'mineen, not the leader of the believers. No, just keep it simple. Your brother Umar is writing to you. Fa'in as-salamu alayk. And he says salam to him. فإني أحمدك الله الذي لا إله إلا هو, and I praise Allah who is no one worthy of him to be worshipped except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he says the verse of Surah Al-Ghafir. Surah Al-Ghafir, Allah says, غَافِلُ الذَّنْبِ وَقَابِلُ التَّوْبِ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ لِلطَّوْلِ لَا إِلَهِ إِلَّا هُوَ إِلَيْهِ الْمَصِيرِ. That's the letter of a portion of a verse of Surah Al-Ghafir where he says that Allah is forgiving of sins. He forgives. قَابْلُ التَّوْبِ, he accepts repentance. شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ, he is also severe in punishing. He punishes. ذِتَّوْلِ, and he also gives respite. So in this verse, there's hope and fear that's being projected. And he tells this person, give this letter to this man when he's sober. Make sure you find the right chance to speak to someone. We can't just randomly speak to someone. We need to know when to speak to them, how to speak to them, when to approach them, how to approach them. This is important, especially when you're concerned about someone. And he says, this letter was given. And this man grabs his letter and he reads his letter. فَجَعَلَ يُرَدِّدُهَا وَيَقْرَأُهَا. He started to like read it multiple times. He started playing and fidgeting with the paper. And he started to cry. فَبَكَى. Started to cry. And he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَذَّرَنِي بِعُقُوبَتِي وَوَعَدَنِي بِمَغْفِرَتِي. Allah is giving me a warning, and also He's promising me. His promise is that if I repent, He's going to forgive me. And he's addicted to alcohol. At the same time, if I don't repent, there's also a big chance that I will get punished. And he starts to cry, and then he repents. And Umar radiallahu anhu says to his students and his companions, he says, when you hear of a Muslim brother or sister, زَلَّ زَلَّةً, they slip off the path of Sirat al-Mustaqim and the path to paradise, don't just watch them. A'inu, help them. Give them a hand. Give them support. وَلَا تَكُونُوا أَعْوَانِ لِلشَّيْطَانِ. And don't support, don't become a supporter to the devil. And when Umar radiallahu anhu sent his representative to give this letter, he told the people in the masjid who were with Umar radiallahu anhu, said, I want you all to go and get engaged in dua. So while you're making dua, this person is going to take this letter. So there's a group of people making dua for this person. One person, the entire masjid is making dua for this person, and this person is taking a letter. That's how a person should be concerned for the affairs of other people. People are struggling, you know. And before we approach someone, we need to recognize they need to first love us. We need to be real and genuine with them. We need to care for them. They can see in our eyes if we actually care for them. What is typical in our society? When we hear about someone dating or doing drugs, you know, typically you will hear parents gossip and youth gossip. Like, yeah, look at them. They're dating so-and-so. This person is addicted to drugs. But that's not an attitude of a friend of Allah. A friend of Allah, the first thing when they hear something like this and some Muslim is suffering from a bad habit, they generally have this concern. They pray for them. They don't pick up the phone and call some other sister or some other brother in town and say, did you hear what's happening? No. If you really care about someone that's suffering in religion and struggling, pray for them. Pray two rakats for them. Talk to your daughter to help them. Talk to your son to help them. You go out of your way and you help them. Brothers and sisters, recognize this. It's not all about like just talking. We talk about people struggling, but what do we do about their struggle? We have to reach out to them. And that's a strong element and a quality of a wali, a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't look at people because they're not wearing hijab or they have tattoos or their males are wearing earrings and they're dressed in a very abnormal form and they walk into the masjid in the month of Ramadan or in Jum'ah. No one judges them. A true friend of Allah, when they see someone struggling, they don't judge them. They welcome them, they embrace them, they give them an opportunity. And that's what the Prophet ﷺ did with the biggest foes of Islam, those who came to kill him. When they came eventually later on to accept Islam, the Prophet welcomed them. Those who disrespected the Prophet in the time of the Prophet ﷺ, the Prophet eventually forgave them and welcomed them. So this is a true believer, a true wali, always concerned about other people. You know, we should put into our phones, I want to take care of this person. If a person starts at the age of 20 and every year they're able to help one person, by the time they turn 60 years old, they have helped 40 Muslims become better humans and friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's powerful. And the only way you can do this is you have to pray for them. Put a reminder on your phone. I want to call them, follow up with them, and be soft with them. Because when Allah sent Musa and Harun to invite the biggest enemy of the innocent people, the person that was doing injustice on children, a tyrant like Fir'aun, Allah says to Musa and Harun, اِذْهَبَا إِلَىٰ فِرْعَوْنَ. Go to Fir'aun and give him da'wah. But look at the way you invite him. فَقُولَ لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا. When you speak to him in a very gentle, compassionate form. Be nice. Even when you are Musa and Harun, I want you to be nice when you speak to Fir'aun. Because it's not the one you're speaking to. It's a message of Allah that you're speaking about. Right? Sometimes we already entitle ourselves to be aggressive with people who are struggling. No, you're inviting towards not someone that's always angry. You're not inviting them with someone that's going to punish them. You're inviting them towards someone that's going to forgive them. So that makes you soft because your softness reminds them of the softness and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a wali, a friend of Allah, is always concerned of other people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us people that when we see people struggling, we help them. When we're struggling, Allah gives us support system so we can come out of our struggles. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a reward when we come on the Day of Judgment. There are thousands and thousands of people who we get the book of, in our book of deeds, get the reward of their good deeds because we help them become better Muslims. We help them stay steadfast in the path of Sirat al-Mustaqim. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to resurrect us in the company of the awliya, the true friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhir da'wan, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.